I remember the first time that I really heard this parable of the rich man and Lazarus. I had been ordained a priest for about 10 years. I was serving as pastor of Annunciation Parish in Shelbyville and St. John Parish in Eminence, and I was vocation director for the Archdiocese. It was the season of Lent, and I was making a pastoral visit to St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore to check up on our seminarians there. And during Mass, on the last day of the visit, the gospel reading was the same as today, the rich man and Lazarus. And as the gospel was proclaimed, I was standing with all of the priests dressed in fine linen garments and purple, and wondering about how the Holy Spirit decided that this gospel would be proclaimed during Lent while all the priests were dressed in purple. And after Mass, during lunch, we all went and dined sumptuously in the seminary dining hall. And I wondered about all of these priests and seminarians who were being so well fed. And on the flight back to Louisville later that day, the parable just tumbled around in my mind. And then when I finally arrived in Shelbyville and I pulled into the parking lot to the rectory, I saw him. They called him Flaco on the street. Flaco is Spanish for skinny. He was a homeless migrant worker who spent the nights under the U.S. 60 bridge over Gist Creek. Flaco was an addict. I had seen Flaco before. He was tall and skinny with a mop of long unwashed hair on his head and a tangle of a beard on his face, usually with some remnants of lunch down here somewhere. And on a daily basis, Flaco would weave drunkenly down the sidewalk. You could always tell where he had been before by the smell of stale beer and unwashed human. No one knew how long it had been since Flaco had a bath, change of clothes, and a haircut. I had spoken with him before, and I knew something about his situation. But this time, on that Lenten day, at the end of my journey from St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore to Shelbyville, I really saw him. He was standing on the porch of the parish office, pacing back and forth and crying. And in that moment, my eyes opened up. The spiritual reality of the situation just smacked me upside the head. He was Lazarus at my door, and I was the rich man who dressed in fine linens and purple garments who had dined sumptuously earlier that day. And the question was right there before me. What will I do with this man at my door? Here we are all gathered together at Holy Trinity Parish. And this neighborhood is a great place to live. By now, I've heard the phrase, the St. Matthew's bubble. It's nice to be inside the bubble, don't you think? There are more restaurants within a 5-minute drive than I know what to do with. Now, it's rather notable today that the scriptures give us the strong challenge about noticing the poor and the suffering. The prophet Amos even speaks judgment upon the complacent rich in his time who ignored the plight of the poor. Jesus addressed the Pharisees with a scathing parable about the rich man who went to hell for his sin of omission, not noticing, much less caring for Lazarus who was suffering and right there at his doorstep. You may be wondering what happened with my Lazarus. Well, I went over to him and asked him why he was crying. And then, with an inspiration that I believe only can come from the Holy Spirit, I asked Flacco if he wanted to be clean that day, really clean, with a bath and a haircut and with clean clothes. And best of all, maybe being clean on the inside, too. And he said yes. So that evening, Flacco got to take a shower. He got his clothes washed, hot water, and bleach. He got his hair cut, the only style I know how to do. Got his beard trimmed, had a home-cooked dinner. And in that moment, I think I was the one who became cleaner on the inside. We both parted ways after it was all said and done with a sense of gratitude and a newfound friendship. Today is a moment of grace. The Lord invites us to see Lazarus at our door. This parable ends up being a rather important prayer that we can offer. Lord, open my eyes to see Lazarus at my door. Who will Lazarus be for you or for me this week? For he or she comes in many different disguises. Underneath that disguise is the person who is in need of care and compassion. And we got to admit, sometimes we're Lazarus for somebody else. Jesus calls us to open our eyes and see. And Jesus calls us to open our hearts to love. May we be encouraged by these words from Psalm 146 from our Mass today. Blessed is he who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. Alleluia. Amen.